Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of medication review or for Comprehensive Counseling Center, PC. Data solution for all these patients is September 11, 2023. There are 16 patients. There is no initial evaluation or our medication review. But only thing is that you have to make sure that make a notation that all these patients seen via doxy and patient has consented for telehealth appointment. So I'm going to start. I may forget to tell you, but again, please do it. Appreciate. The first patient is Angela Jones, A-N-G-E-L-A, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Her date of birth is 11-29-1954. Her soon phone number is 248-662-8039. Subjective Nazita. Angela was cooperative, pleasant, described that somebody has stolen clonopin medications from her purse while she was out. She does know who did it, and that created a lot of anxiety. She has talked to her pharmacy and reported that this month she wants an extra doses so that she can not miss her compliance. If she does not get clonopin, she get panic attack, which is very severe and period, and she cannot control it. She has been having this clonopin for a long time, but never increased the doses, never abused it. I also noticed that she never actually asked for higher doses, but this time I claim that I will give her more doses as she need to be cover up all this medication. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Describe that she has been eating, sleeping good. Sometimes she get panic attack. She is not on proper medication, but otherwise she is doing all right. She was alert, oriented, slim, Caucasian female. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She verbal, spontaneous, appropriate, attention span was fair, immediate memory was fair, recall was limited, able to name objects, recommend. Patient has history of TIA, PN has been on bipolar disorder for a long time and maintained on psychotropic medication. She denies any side effect, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or delusion. Assessment bipolar mood disorder. Symptomatically stable. History of panic attack. Plan continuous Cymbalta 30 mg daily. 30 tablet, Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime, 50 mg at bedtime. Each doses are 30-30, and clonopin 0.5 mg TID for 90 tablets only this month. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explain. Patient agreed for continuous treatment. I further recommended that she may have a therapist, which may help her a little bit more to control her panic attack. Period. Next duration is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Gigg, G-I-G-G. Her date of birth is 9-14-1960. Date of service is 9-11-2023. Telephone number is 586-383-0470. Subjective Rajita. Maria described that she has been doing well on medication. She does not want to go for jobs. It makes her so busy that she drain out. Period. She also provide care to her son, also at home, household work. She is become very busy, and she decided not to have any other job. She described medication has been helping her. I further explained her that since she is taking Depakote for a long time, she never had any blood Depakote level. She describes she never had any side effect, therefore she does not have it. However, I explained her that it may cause side effect. At least one time she should get a Depakote level to make sure that what range her blood level is there. She finally agreed to do it. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, his speech was clear, thought was organized. She denies any anxiety, any suicidal assault, denies any use of alcohol or drugs. She describes she sometimes gets stressful because she has to take care of her husband, PA. Assessed bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatically stable, plan continuing Depakote, 1000 mg in the morning, 500 mg at bedtime, Paxil 40 mg daily, Buspar 10 mg 3 times a day. A 30-day supply of the medications was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient has consented for the medication. End of dictation. Next lesion is a Novenica, Nivenica, N-E-V-E-N-K, Nivenica Bozin, B-O-Z-I-N. Her date of birth is 4-2-1949. Date of service is 9-11-2023. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subject to Vanika described that she has been doing very well with the medication. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swing. Since she is taking this medication, she has not been having any panic attack, although she does not want to stop it because as this panic attack is very difficult to control her, and she feels so good with the medication that she does not want to stop it. Pieta explained her risk, benefit of side effect. She also discussed that she is not taking clonopin every time. She keeps it only whenever she needed. PSC denies any side effect of the medication. Patient has been having other medication for high blood pressure, but mild obesity, but denies any other medication. Pieta. Assessment, major depressive disorder with history of panic attack. No panic attacks and she on medication. Plan continuous Cymbalta, 20 mg daily, and clonopin, 0.5 mg PRN. A 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. End of dictation. Next question is Catherine Stoney Cipher, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Stoney Cipher, S-T-O-N-E-C-I-P-H-E-R. Her date of birth is 3-1-1990. Date of service is 9-11-2023. Telephone number is 313-391-7214. Subject to Ajita. Catherine described that she has been doing fine, except she developed some involuntary tremors in her hand. It is shakiness. She called me my office, and I have recommended to give Cogentin 1 mg BID. She has been taking, but it is helping, but is not as much. Patient is still on Japexia 5 mg daily. I have reduced the dose from 10 to 5 mg daily. Since she continues having problem, I will completely stop Japexia. To which she understands, she is taking Lamictal 150 mg daily, Celexa 30 mg daily, Trazodone 100 mg daily, and Clonopin off and on she is taking when she gets overwhelmed and anxious. Every month she gets only 5 tablets. She has never asked for more medications and also denies any use of alcohol or drugs. Patient has been recovering addict. She was using cocaine and other psychotropic drugs, but since she is on medication, she is doing very well. Patient is alert, oriented, coherent, logical. There was no suicidal thoughts. There is no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceptibility. Her judgment sight is better. Patient has been providing care to her young daughter. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, past history of substance abuse, involuntary tremors of the hand. Plan will discontinue Japrexia and give her Benadryl 50 mg 3 times a day. I prescribe 45 tablets. She can take 1 tablet 3 times a day on PRN basis, and Clonopin 0.5 mg PRN for panic attack. 5 tablet was ordered. End of dictation. Next solution, it is Peter Tomczyk, P-E-T-E-R-T-O-M-C-Z-Y-U-K, Peter Tomczyk. Date of service is 9-11-2023. His date of birth is 9-30-1970. Telephone number is 248-789-4613. Subjective Ajita. Peter, as per staff, Peter has been taking Adderall and Clonopin from different physicians despite getting from my office. Peter, it was noted that on Michigan medication map, it was 5-10, which is over than average. I explained Mr. Peter that it is dangerous, and he should not allow to do that. He described that he is already going to his primary psychiatrist, Dr. Kim, and he is going to fill the prescription. Therefore, I am going to close this case from my care. Patient has been taking, last time I gave patient Adderall 20 milligrams, 20 milligram BID, and Klonopin 1 milligram BID, 60 tablets was given. However, since he has been taking all this medication, I am going to stop it. His follow-up, he will call the office so that case should be stopped from my care. Patient agreed with the plan. Can you, his spelling was TOMCZYK. Peter. Peter. Mr. Peter described, otherwise he has been doing all right and it does not have any suicidal thoughts, any problem. He has been also getting held out for his hallucination, although he is doing better on the medication. Prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next question is Mary Beth Glynn. M-A-R-Y, Beth, B-E-T-H, Glynn, G-L-Y-N-N. Her date of birth is 3-20-1955. Date of service is 9-11-2023. Here, her patient generally come to the office and talk with me through Doxy. She described that she has been doing very well. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal behavior. She believes that she has been feeling much better. Period. She is working for patient care. And right now she was enrolled in a for agency. And through agency, she used to go at different places for care. She claims she liked the job and she is very happy. And medication has been working. She has more motivation, more energy. She is sleeping, eating good. She also taking medication for hypertension and hypothyroidism. Patient was alert, oriented, Caucasian female. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. Self-care was good. Judgment side has improved. There was no side effect of the medication, no suicidal thoughts. Risk-benefit side effect explained. Assessment, major depressive disorder, symptomatically stable. Plan will give Zoloft to 50 milligram daily, 30 tablets. Continue follow with the primary care doctor for hypertension and hypothyroidism. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Patient agreed with the plan and quite happy about her improvement and functioning. End of dictation.